Good evening. This is VK2WI.
Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Stuart, VK2BMX, and in engineering tonight is Brad, VK2NMZ. The weather here is fine and cool, with a temperature of around 16 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 16 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all okay. And on the ANSW RadNet, VK2RAG is currently offline. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need a full script, just the activity details and contact information. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network team for making this relay available. How about this? Join the VK2WI team. The VK2WI news is only possible due to the support and dedication of our broadcast team. Members of Amateur Radio New South Wales that put in their time and effort to produce and present and operate these news bulletins. We are looking for volunteers to help operate VK2WI Dural and keep our news bulletins on air twice each Sunday. It's a good opportunity to gain operating experience across a range of bands and equipment at VK2WI. For operational and safety reasons, two persons must be on site for the full duration of each broadcast. An advanced license is required for at least one of the two operators. The announcer's role is open to operators of any license grade and also to people who aren't licensed but are interested in becoming amateurs. Full training and ongoing support are provided. If you can't make it to Dural on a Sunday, you can still help out. We have operations support and news production roles that can be done remotely. If you would like to find out more, contact the VK2WI news team via email, news@arnsw.org.au. I'll repeat that, news@arnsw.org.au. We look forward to hearing from you. JOTO 2026, help get young people on the air. Imagine a scout or guide picking up a microphone for the first time and contacting another young person hundreds or even thousands of kilometres away, discovering how amateur radio can connect them to within the world. That's what Jamboree of the Air, JOTA, is all about. This October, the St George Amateur Radio Society will once again operate VK2LE at the Endeavour Boree Regatta at Kurnell, introducing more than 500 scouts and guides to amateur radio. The Society is looking for amateur radio operators to join the team. Whether it's for a few hours, a day, or the entire weekend, your assistance will make a difference. For some participants, JOTA will be their first introduction to amateur radio. You can help make that experience memorable. All radio equipment is provided. All you need to bring is your amateur radio experience, enthusiasm and willingness to help inspire the next generation. For more information or to volunteer, visit the St. George Amateur Radio Society website at sgars.org and follow the Jamboree on the Air link. You can register your details on the website, or you can email the JOTA coordinator at jotacoordinator@sgars.org. 73s from Paul, the VK2GX for the St. George Amateur Radio Society. Weekly solar and geophysical report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre, first the summary of activity from the 14th to the 20th of August. Dates across the columns are 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th and 20th. 10 centimetre flux, 114, 117, 129, 124, 125, 126 and lastly 125. Fredericksburg A index 12, 6, 0, 19, 20, 15, and 11. Australian A index 7, 2, 1, 4, 14, 12, and 7 estimated. T index 56, 54, 62, 63, 77, 71, and 73. Solar flare activity was below warning levels from the 14th to the 19th. The 20th saw R2 levels and with an a 3M. R-class flares. The largest M8.1 was at 11:42 UTC. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian area was mostly quiet to unsettled, reaching G1 on the 18th. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 8 nanotesla was observed at 0421 UTC on the 19th of August. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia remain mostly near predicted monthly values. The forecast issued on the 21st of August through until the 27th is as follows. Solar activity is expected to reach R1 to R2 levels, with activity likely originating from active solar region AR4513. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be generally quiet to unsettled. Maximum usable frequencies in the Australian region are expected to be near predicted monthly values. However, shortwave fade-outs are probable. Solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index SFI figures for this week. Having finished July, we are at a minimum of 100, average of 135 and a maximum of 203 with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 20th to the 31st. So far for August, we are expecting a minimum of 94, average of 114 and a maximum 140 with peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and the 15th to the 27th. And looking ahead to September, we are expecting a minimum of 90, average of 109 and a maximum of 130 with peak dates from the 13th to the 26th. Update with thanks to Noel, the VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we're up to Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
A curious thing happens when you become part of the amateur community. You start to talk like an amateur. This phenomenon isn't specific to being a radio amateur. It happens whenever you join any community. Led by example, one word at a time, you start to inherit a vocabulary that represents that community. Amateur radio, rife with acronyms and so-called Q codes, a standardized set of three-letter codes that start with the letter Q, does this in spades. If you've been around amateurs for more than 30 seconds, it's likely that you've already heard QSL, QTH and QRM. Colloquially short for yep, home and noise. There's an official meaning if you're keen. You can use the three letters as both a question and an answer. So QSL can mean, can you acknowledge receipt? And I am acknowledging receipt. Similarly, QTH means, what is your position in latitude and longitude, or according to any other indication, and QRM means, is my transmission being interfered with? In those cases used either with Morse code or voice, they can make getting the message across simpler, faster and more accurate. All important aspects of communication. It's easier to get QTH across to an amateur who doesn't speak English as their first language than it is to ask the whole question. Other letter groups also creep into common language of an amateur. You've likely heard the letters XYL, but if you haven't, let me explain. Given that amateur radio is an activity dominated by men, YL refers to young lady, and XYL refers to ex-young lady, a less than complimentary way of referring to one's wife. I'd like to point out something curious. In Morse code, XYL is sent using da-di-dit-da, da-dit-da-da, dit-da-dit-dit. It's intended to represent the word wife, which is sent in Morse code as dit-da-da, dit-it, dit-it-da-dit. Now, if you know anything about Morse, you'll know that a dit is one unit. A da is three. Individual elements are spaced by one unit. The space between letters is three units and the space between words is seven units. Armed with that knowledge, XYL takes 39 units and WIFE takes 31 units to send. So sending the shortcut actually takes longer, and it's clear that this choice is not about efficiency. Describing someone as an ex-young lady to refer to your significant other seems very 1950s to me. In the situation where you are the female amateur operator, the apparently appropriate way to refer to your significant other is as old man or OM. Are female operators supposed to refer to themselves as YL or XYL? Really? Sexism aside, this is extremely offensive in a same-sex and gender-fluid community. Then there's the symbol 88, apparently meant to refer to hugs and kisses. Not something I'd feel comfortable sending to anyone other than my partner, who is emphatically not an amateur, let alone the idea that it would be appropriate to send it to any random station, or the connotations around males sending such a message to a random female operator. So, given that we now live in the 21st century and we're no longer in 1950, perhaps it's time to consider what language we teach new amateurs. One proposal by Chris, Mike Zero Yankee November Golf, is to refer to the operator as OP and the significant other as SO. Seems like a good start. I will point out that this conversation was brought to my attention by Andreas Delta Juliet 3 Echo India, who was participating in a Mastodon.radio conversation with Tim, November 7 Kilo Oscar Mike, who started the thread. I think it's a worthwhile thing to discuss such an evolution of our language. It goes to the heart of our community. You are what you say you are, and words matter. So, what words, acronyms and symbols do you use in your amateur community? And what are you teaching new amateurs? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. And now we're up to the Weissen News. In the last week, VRA Rescue New South Wales volunteers supported a multi-agency search operation in Natai National Park. Weissen member Richard VK2SKY was out in the field last Sunday assisting with the search. Thanks to Richard for his involvement. This coming week is the Shazada 400 endurance ride at St Albans from Monday the 24th until Friday the 28th of August. Central Coast Weissen is providing safety communications for the event. If you are interested in helping out, even for just a day, please contact Glenn via the Weissen Operations email. The next online Weissen Members Forum is on this Tuesday, the 25th of August at 7:30 p.m. Members are welcome to raise any issues. Sunday, the 6th of September, is the next monthly skills and maintenance meeting featuring a demonstration of the Garmin Alpha Dog collars with the Weissen SAR track system out in the field. The Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. It's one of Weissen's major community events, with Weissen volunteers providing safety communications at checkpoints along the river. A recent email called for operators, so if you're available to help, please respond and get involved. If you are interested in this or in any other Weissen activity, contact operations via email to weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Last Sunday, the 16th of August, was the first Echo Radio Net. There were 7 members who participated. This will be a regular net on the third Sunday of the month. It will be great to see more members join in. Weissen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There's a Winlink net in 2 weeks' time. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information, visit the website at nsw.weissen.org.au.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we're up to club news. We start this week with news from the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The carry-on club rooms are open each Sunday from 10:30 a.m. with members and visitors always welcome. At the time of submission, a VK2 RAG Somersby is only running a limited number of services. Current repeater status can be seen on the repeaters link on the club website. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone on 02 43 40 2500, which normally goes to message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Winterfest returns on Sunday the 30th of August at the Glenbrook Clubhouse. Come along to catch up with fellow amateurs and perhaps uncover a radio treasure or two. The day also includes the club's traditional sausage sizzle. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, just off the Great Western Highway and about an 11-minute walk from Glenbrook Railway Station. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club's secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. You can also find out more on the club's website at www.bmarc.org. 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Hornsby and District Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting is at 8 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 25th of August, at Mount Kohler Community Centre, immediately east of the Mount Kohler Railway Station. This month's meeting will feature a show and tell. Members are invited to bring along a project, a new handheld, an antenna, or anything else they'd like to show and discuss. There may even be a surprise presentation, but you'll have to be there to find out. Events are also being planned for HADARC's 50th anniversary coming up early next year. HADARC has 3 nets each week. Details of these and other nets on the air are in the activities on the air coming up next. You can find Haddock on various social media platforms by searching for the club call sign VK2MA. 73 from Julian, VK2YJS, publicity officer for Haddock. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's next meeting is the September General Meeting at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 5th of September at the SES building in Port Macquarie. The next Foundation Training and Assessment Weekend is planned for the 29th and 30th of August in Port Macquarie. Anyone interested in gaining an amateur radio licence or upgrading an existing qualification can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. Assessments for self-study candidates can be arranged at short notice for all licensed grades. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz sub-audible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. A VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. As well as club information and a range of amateur radio resources, the website includes the latest edition of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, together with an archive of past issues available to read online or download. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. 73 is from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-metre SSB Net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VK DMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR. On 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2-metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and EchoLink node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 PM on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR, and 6:45 PM on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 944 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from the VK2WI news for this week. Your announcer has been Stuart, VK2BMX, and your engineer has been Brad, VK2NMZ. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provides the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul VK2APA is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 metres, followed by 80 metres, 40 metres, 30 metres, and lastly 160 metres. In engineering, Brad will take callbacks on 10 metres, VHF and UHF frequencies, and will advise the order. Now, please consider volunteering and become a member of the VK2WI broadcast team. The article earlier in the broadcast has all the details. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.